This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu has said a developed India can be built only on strength of self-reliant, self-esteemed, independent and empowered women. Addressing a day alongside with the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi yesterday to mark the International Women's Day, the President stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. President Murmu prescribed this provision for the reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhyanam as the historic step towards the political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups during the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat yesterday. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi assured that his government is dedicated for the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. He emphasized that India is advancing towards the women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance on the dignity and the well-being of women at every step. Indian Air Force Chief, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has emphasized the need for India's technological ecosystem to evolve to a stage where the country pioneers new innovations that others aspire to follow. Speaking at the event at the private news channel, he underscored the growing role of technology, particularly unmanned aerial vehicles, in the modern warfare. In a separate session, the Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi shared the key takeaways from the ongoing global conflicts, noting that the technology has enabled the smaller or the less experienced opponents to challenge the larger adversaries. He highlighted that the sustainability is critical and at the Atmanirbharta is essential, urging the faster pace of the ingenition of the defense. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has urged the platform workers to register themselves on the eShram portal for the formal recognition and to access to the benefits of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The ABPMJ healthcare scheme provides the coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization across more than 31,000 public and private empaneled hospitals in the country. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India has always advocated strongly for maintaining a healthy relationship with its neighbours, and Bangladesh is no exception. In an interview with the news agency, Mr. Singh said that India always tries to maintain the good relations with this neighbour, and quoting former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, having said that we can have friends but not our neighbours. It is worth mentioning that the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said on Friday, India supports this stable, peaceful, inclusive and progressive Bangladesh in which all issues are resolved through democratic means and holding the inclusive and participatory elections. In the Women's Premier League, UP Warriors defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 12 runs at Ikanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Chasing the target of 226 runs, Royal Challengers Bangalore were bowled out for 213 in 19.3 overs. With this loss, Bengaluru became the second team to be eliminated from the five-team tournament after UP. Dubai is set to host the ICC Men's Champions Trophy between India and New Zealand today, with the two esteemed umpires from the Emirates ICC Elite Panel, Paul Rifle and Richard Illingworth, officiating this match. Both these umpires played the key roles in the semi-finals, with Illingworth standing in India's win over Australia and Rifle officiating New Zealand's victory over South Africa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.